Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israel has carried out a series of massive airstrikes overnight in the southern suburbs of Beirut. On Friday morning, Lebanese state media reported that an Israeli airstrike hit a main highway linking Lebanon with Syria, causing the closure of the road near the busy Masna border crossing, where tens of thousands of people fleeing war in Lebanon have crossed into Syria. Dr. Abdennasser Aboubakar is an acting representative for the World Health Organization in Lebanon.
For the last few weeks, the hospitals were overwhelmed with the increased number of casualty. And I think our responsibility is WHO and other UN agencies to work with the Minister of Health to ensure that these hospitals, they have the tools that they need.
Aboubakar said medical airshipments from the WHO and the United Nations have begun arriving in Beirut.
I think WHO and the UN system in general, we are committed to alleviate the pressure for Lebanon and the people of Lebanon, as well as other vulnerable people who are living in the country into that. And we stand by with the government and also for the people of Lebanon to overcome this challenge.
Israel's air defense systems intercepted rockets fired from Lebanon on Friday as they continued to exchange cross-border fire with Iran-backed Hezbollah militants. The Israeli military said Friday that an airstrike in Beirut the day before killed Mohammad Rashid Scafi, the head of Hezbollah's communications division. Russia's foreign ministry announced Friday that removing the Taliban from its list of terrorist organizations was a decision made, quote, at the highest level, unquote, according to the news agency TASS. President Vladimir Putin's special envoy on Afghanistan, Zamir Kabulov, said legal steps are still required to implement the decision. Putin previously called the Taliban an ally in combating terrorism. No country has formally recognized the Taliban as the country's legitimate leadership, although China and the United Arab Emirates have accepted its ambassador. This is VOA News. The European Commission said on Friday it had received enough support in a vote of EU members to impose tariffs of up to 45% on imports of Chinese-made electric vehicles in the bloc's highest-profile trade case, risking retaliation from Beijing. EU Commission spokesperson Olaf Gill.
The purpose has been to establish, or rather re-establish, a level playing field so that the goals pertaining to electric vehicles and overall, you know, green goals, let's say, for the EU can be achieved in a fair way.
Germany voted against the tariff in Friday's meeting, seeking to keep good business relations with Beijing, as trade data shows almost a third of their 2023 sales came from China. Again, Olaf Gill.
But I can assure you that those negotiations are ongoing and will continue beyond today. And I repeat, and I can only repeat, that we remain open to finding a solution.
Germany car maker Volkswagen said a deal was still possible until a decision is officially implemented at the end of October. As residents of Western North Carolina piece together their lives following Hurricane Helene, few will be able to rely on federal flood insurance to help them rebuild. Ryan Brooks from Reuters reports.
Asheville is the largest city in the area. It had actually gotten a reputation as a climate haven in recent years, with people moving there from storm-prone areas.
I cried. I still cry. Yeah. You walk into a place that you know what it looks like, and then it's not there.
The Brousseaus, living near Asheville, weren't among the insured. A Reuters analysis of government data shows only around 1 in 200 people in the state's flood-stricken West are covered by the National Flood Insurance Program. The industry asked state regulators earlier this year to approve a 99% rate increase for coastal areas, but only asked for a 4% hike for some of the mountain counties that Helene went on to hit.
Ryan Brooks for Reuters. In Pakistan, authorities sealed off Islamabad and blocked cell phone services Friday to prevent an anti-government rally by supporters of jailed ex-Prime Minister Imran Khan. Officials say shipping containers are blocking the city's entry points, with police and paramilitary troops on guard. Islamabad police warned that any gatherings are banned and vowed to act against disruptions. Cities across Taiwan are dealing with the aftermath of heavy rain and flooding from Typhoon Krathon. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Schools and businesses are reopening, with the exception of the city of Kaohsiung, Pingtung County, and some parts of Hualien County and New Taipei. Domestic flights, which had been grounded for 2 days, are resuming too. A heavy rain advisory remains in place for the northern coast and mountainous areas, where two landslides did occur early Friday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.